Now in chapter 13, here's another great chapter, and I think it's one of the most interesting, and again, even with things as serious as they have become, you can't help but smile. You know what it is? It is here, the parable of the girdle. Now that, my friend, is something. Here's the parable of the girdle. Let me read verse 1 of chapter 13. Thus saith the Lord unto me, go and get thee a linen girdle, and put it upon thy loins, and put it not in water. Now that is something. And you can't help but smile at this. I don't know whether Jeremiah was putting on weight or not. I think he was losing weight. But God says to him, now you get a girdle, and you wear a girdle. And it wasn't because he's getting fat, because the girdle wasn't worn for that purpose in that day. And I'll be very frank with you, a girdle is used today to try to maintain an hourglass figure where it's more like a barrel and not an hourglass. But nevertheless, in that day, a girdle was something that you wore to hold up the garments that you have in order that you might work. And that's the reason the Lord Jesus says, their loins girded about, that is, ready for service. And the girdle is a sign of service. And you remember that he girded himself with a linen cloth and began to wash the disciples' feet, and it has a twofold meaning. He, the great servant, is preparing them for service by washing their feet so they could have fellowship with him. And if you don't have fellowship with him, you can't serve, because service is fellowship with Christ. It's not teaching a Sunday school class or singing a solo or preaching a sermon. It's fellowship with Christ, doing what he wants to do and being cleansed. God doesn't use dirty cups or dirty vessels. Now, we find here that he's told to do something quite interesting with this girdle. The Lord came unto me the second time, saying, take the girdle that thou hast got, which is upon thy loins. Rise, go to Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole of the rock. So I went and hid it by Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me. There's always been some question of whether Jeremiah actually went down and hid the girdle. I think he did. There was traffic in that day and going to and fro between nations. And I think he traveled down there and made this trip, did this very unusual thing, came back and told people, said, where you been, Jeremiah? Says, been down to Babylon. Says, what have you been doing down there? You've been down there as a representative of the king? He said, no, I had nothing to do with that. They said, well, did you go down there on a business trip? Said, no. Well, I said, why'd you go down there? He said, I went down there to hide a girdle. Now, friends, I think the crowd would laugh at that. Now, what does it mean? Verse 8, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord, after this manner I will mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. He was told to wear that girdle and it'd get dirt. Don't wash it. Just let it get dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. And finally gets the dirty, I don't think he could wear the thing any longer. Now God says, take it down to Babylon. Now what does it all mean? It all means just one thing. God says, these people, because they're continually sinking into iniquity, they'll reach the place where there's no hope for them, and then I'm going to send them down into Babylonian captivity. Pretty impressive here. And may I say to you, God uses some very funny things. This is a girdle we're talking about. Verse 16 of chapter 13, give glory to the Lord your God before he caused darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while you look for light, he turned it into the shadow of death and make it gross darkness. What God is saying to these people, it's getting nighttime now, and it's going to be dark and you won't know where to go because you're lost in the mountains. And he makes it very clear what he's going to do. Verse 19, Judah shall be carried away captive, all of it. It shall be wholly carried away captive. Now, what is going to happen? Verse 23, can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. And today it's impossible for an unsaved person to do good. All of these do-gooders today are not pleasing God. Until you do it in the name of the Lord Jesus for his glory and honor, you are doing it for yourself, perverse selfish reason. And the psychologist can take you apart and show how selfish you really are when you're doing it like that.